On page 93, you'll find the poem Un Tone Tokef, Let Us Declare the Holy Power of This Day. To introduce the poem, I want to tell you about a page in a novel by Hermann Hesse, the novel called Siddhartha. Sandy Race assigned this novel to me, and I always do my homework, so I read it this summer. This is a novel about a man who seeks wisdom. And when he finds it, he realizes he can't talk about it. He can't say it. Even if you gain wisdom, you'll never be able to say it. You'll never be able to say it. All the world's sages agree. But there is one thing he does want to say, and I'll share it with you now. He says that time is an illusion. Time is an illusion. It's an illusion that I'm only here now in this time and space, confined to the moment. If I look deeply into myself, I see that I already am everything I'm going to become, and I'm still everything I once was. If I look deeply, I can find in myself the child, the youth, the bridegroom, because I'm still all that. And the old man I'm going to become, and finally the dying man, I'm already that. And if there's evolution on planet Earth, then, since time is an illusion, I can find in the simplest life, in a blade of grass, the highest forms of life, the endpoint of it all. I can find eternity at every moment. Everything is now, everything. Well, where lots of mystics say things like that. But on our high holidays, we Jews are a little less ambitious. We don't have to find eternity in every moment and overcome the illusion of time. Someone could do it. It can be done, but we don't have to do it. For us on this day, this solemn festive day, it's all about the year. The year. A year is already a lot. We say that God is making our year. That God makes our year, all 12 months, the way a tailor makes a coat. We don't say he does it in an instant, in a single moment. Not even God can make a year in a single moment. We say it takes a week. It takes a week for God to do it. Today, God makes a rough draft of our year, but it takes a week to finish the job. The year will be shaped and woven to suit us, and especially to suit what happened last year. There's an element of karma in it. What we do comes back at us. Of course, things aren't fair. Of course, the finest person can suffer unjustly, and a rotten person can enjoy great success. Of course, but there are patterns. The trick is to understand, in spite of the injustice, patterns and meanings. And we can change the year being made for us today. We can change it right now, because right now, it's just a draft. It's just a draft. Not even God can do more than a draft in one day. If we clear our minds, if we really clear our minds, the year will change. And prayer, repentance, and charity avert the harsh decree. Page 93.